All right, you've turned in. You've tuned in to the Brent and Chuck podcast, the Big Story Buzz podcast with Brian Duncan's music in the background. Hold on.
All right.
How'd you like that fade?
I think you're good. Real good, Chuck. So one of us has got to be going full blown.
Remind me to put it on at the end.
Okay, we will. We'll go out.
Kind of close it all out.
We'll go out with that too. Tell us what's up, Chuck.
Well, man, it's just good to see you alive and kicking.
Yeah, I'm vertical. Mm-hmm. I've had something nasty for the last around 8 days or so.
Which is probably a timely thing.
Yeah.
Seeing how in the big story we were all reading through Job.
That's right.
And so I'm so glad you don't have these pussy, leaky boils all over you now that you've come back into the office.
And I didn't curse God, and my wife did not.
Although I do remember you thinking you probably could die.
You were not cursing God. No,
though.
No. The way I put it is I wouldn't have argued if someone wanted to break into my house and take my life. That's the way I
phrase it. Or your wife. I think you said your wife.
No. I'd have done something about that.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Well, if you're listening to the podcast here, and we're recording it on Thursday, so if you're tracking along with Northrop Big Story, then you are on the downhill side of the Book of Job.
That's where it gets good.
And are probably glad. although, I just had lunch with one of our brothers, and we were talking about how rich some of the stuff is in the middle of Job, some of the things that Job says, we were talking about how reading it the way we're doing, we can't spend a whole lot of time in one place.
Right.
So it'd be great to go back and spend some time on some of these rich passages like I Know My Redeemer Lives and places
right.
like that.
Yeah. Know? I mean, this is going to get again in Romans. Remember, we have to read through Romans, I'm sure, in a week as well.
Oh, so. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That'll come, later on in the fall?
That's right.
I think so. But anyway, I hope everybody's having a good week and staying faithful to the reading. Our plan does throw in some psalms.
That's always good.
This week, to supplement some of the lament of Job. So that's a good thing. I hope you're being challenged and blessed by reading through it, because it does have a good ending. It may not satisfy your longing for an answer to pain and suffering.
Right.
Have you figured out why you had the flu?
No.
Yeah, it's probably because of a germ.
Yeah.
Or a virus.
It did remind me of how weak I am, though, to be quite honest.
Well, there you go.
So, I mean, yeah. I'm sure there was other sovereign reasons why the Lord has it, and some are apparent today, and I think some may be apparent in the coming days,
yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. So. Well, cool. Well, you reminded me today of something that we heard on... Or something that you reminded me about, something on CNN.
That's right, yeah.
With our one of our guys, Joel Osteen's.
Right.
What's the guy's, the show, Pierce?
Yeah, Pierce Morgan.
Morgan.
It's the new, Larry King Live has retired. Larry King has retired. And so this is the guy who's taken over. So this is CNN's front-running show.
Yeah.
And they've got Pierce Morgan.
And he's kind of a British dude.
He is. He's the guy that did America's Got Talent. Yeah, so him and Simon Cowell are big buddies.
Okay.
And so he's very well-respected on both sides of the ocean. And anyways, he talks to Joel Osteen, and he asks him what I think is going to be the kind of evangelical Christian question over the next 15, 20 years, and that is, what do you think about homosexuality?
Right.
And normally, you know, our church, we're one where we kind of pick on Joel Osteen, and I think rightfully so for a lot of reasons. But in this case, he answered correctly. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you mentioned that to me, I was kind of like, surely not.
Yeah.
So I went and YouTubed it, and he did. He did a good job of answering that question. He did still try to be very gracious.
Right.
To Pierce's friend Elton John, in case he was listening, you know.
Right.
And he also put the onus, if you will, on Scripture.
Right. Yeah. I think that's what was so interesting. I read the transcript, so I didn't see the actual video. Is that at the end of the day, I think he just says, I got to go with the Bible.
That's right.
You know, which is so profoundly simple.
Yeah. And of course, this is a whole nother way to take this conversation. I want to go back to what we initially intended it for, but I was so glad to hear him just say, you know, I'm still learning. Mm-hmm. And he said, I didn't go to seminary. Mm-hmm. A lot of this is new to me.
Right.
That's a little bit scary in that the dude's got a, you know, what, a gazillion people coming to a church down there in Houston, and he's the pastor. You know, that's a little scary that, you know, he's just now learning the Bible. But but at least
better late than never.
At least he's growing and learning, you know.
That's right.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Right.
And I really appreciated him answering that question by saying, this is not my opinion. Mm-hmm. I have to go with Scripture.
That's right. And that's where we have to go back at the end of the day. And
how do you think that reflects on what we're trying to do here in our church for this year with the big story?
Well, I'll talk about how it has to relate to what I'd like to see done with families, because, you know, as we seek to train up the next generation faithfully in the Scriptures, that we just, as these kind of issues come up, and this is just one of a host of issues,
sure,
in the Scriptures, and that they're able to answer it biblically, that they're able to think back and say, what do the Scriptures say? Mm-hmm. And the only way you can answer that question is familiarity with the Scriptures, mm-hmm. which is what I think we're producing for our children, our young people, and of course our adults as well.
Yeah. One of the great things, I think we've already mentioned it maybe on the podcast a time or two, and of course Cindy a couple of weeks ago helped us with this, but continuing to hear how parents are reading this, the story,
right,
with their children,
right,
and what an opportunity we've got to, especially with the younger ones, when they get challenged with these kind of questions, they got the framework from real early.
That's exactly right.
To be able to answer it, to stand strong on it, right?
Right. We just don't want them the first time to think about these things outside the home. Whatever that context may be, whether you're talking about 16, 17, 18 years old when they're kind of driving out there with their friends, mm-hmm. or when they go to the college campus. I mean, we just want the hard questions asked, because they're going to be asked. But let's ask them in a context where we can provide some good answers, because there are good answers for them.
Sure. Also, wouldn't you say that we want them to be able to say, this is what the truth in Scripture says, not answer like, well, my mama told me, my dad told me, or my youth pastor told
me. That's right. Yeah, because then it just goes back and forth. It's kind of this cat and mouse game back and forth. Well, so-and-so says this, or so-and-so says this, and we kind of keep coming up with a bigger celebrity name, whether it be our mom and dad or, mm-hmm. you know, the president himself, when at the end of the day, we have to come back to what does the Bible say? And if that's your authority, I can remember, I'll just speak as a testimony, when I was a sixth grader at the lunch table, and I did not believe the biblical stories were true. I had a buddy sitting next to me who was a Christian, and he didn't know a whole lot about witnessing, but all he kept saying was, well, they are true because the Bible says they're true. And so that was his claim for authority, not that his dad or his Sunday school teacher had told him that, mm-hmm. but that the Bible themselves claimed them to be true. So mm-hmm. I had to recheck my own facts in thinking that they weren't.
Yeah, right. So, yeah. What do you, of course, you said that you've been sick, so you got to do a little catching up.
That's exactly right. So I want to encourage people who aren't caught up in reading to catch on up. And this is a weekend coming up, mm-hmm. and so we've got ample time to do that. And of course, that's built in anyways, but, you know, taking those Friday nights, Saturdays, and Sundays to do that.
And the flu and different things are going around, so everybody be careful out
there. That's right, yeah. I mean, just wash your hands. And one thing, too, is, you know, watch what you eat. You know, I think I went through a long string where I didn't have much fruit and vegetables, and that'll get you. That'll catch up with you.
Oh, let's don't talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, let's stay away from that. All right. All right. Thanks for joining us on the podcast this week. Hey, if you've got something you'd like to talk about or listen to us talk about, let us know. Send an email in, whatever you need to do. Let us know.
All right. Sounds good.
Have a great week.